Sagt der Gemisch der Weite, man sagt es mit Ila, Perik Beis, Mishna Zayin. Lechem Aponim. These are the 12 Chalis that were arranged on the table, on the Shulchan, in the Beis HaMikdash. Every Shabbos morning, there were two piles, six on each. There was also two spoonfuls of Levina. Every Shabbos, they would remove the Lechem and the Levina that was put there the week before. And they would replace it with new Lechem and new Levina. The Levina that were makdir on the Mizbeach. And the Lechem was eaten by the Kohanim. So the Mishnah Lechem upon him, Me'alim by Mishnah Hugdish. When you're magdish the wheat, and you say this is for Hegdish, the Kedush is Chal on it. And if someone uses it for his own benefit, there would be Me'ila. Here too, there's no Shechita. You don't Shecht bread. There's no Zrikas Adam. There's no Dam in bread. But the next step is Karam Betana, when it crusts in the oven. At this point, Huchsher becomes royally possible to become possible Betful Yaim, if touched by Betful Yaim. Or Bemechosa Kippurim, or touched by Mechosa Kippurim. And like in the previous mission, there's no Psolina over here, because it's baked on Erev Shabbos, and it's not eaten until the next Shabbos. So obviously there's no Psol when the sun comes down. Now in the previous Mishnah, we spoke about the Shtei Alechem. We said when it crusts in the oven, that gives us the green light to Shecht the Kvasim. But here there's no Kvasim that comes along with it. What does happen, however, is once it crusts, it becomes ready Lehisadr al Gavi HaShulchan. You should organize it on the Shulchan and the Hechel. The Torah says, V'nasata al HaShulchan Lechem Ponim Lefonai Tamid, and before it crusts in the oven, it's not called Lechem, but like we explained earlier, it's called dough. Can't put dough on the Shulchan. It has to be Lechem. Karvu Abizichin, when they're makriv, these spoonfuls of Levayna, on the Mizbeach, at that point, Chayav and all of you will be Mechuyev on this Lechem upon him. One would be Mechuyev Karis, Shum Pigel Nais of Itameh. Now again, let's explain this. How do you have Pigel by the Lechem upon him? So what would have happened is that the Kohen removes the Levayna from the Shulchan. And while he's bringing it to the Mizbeach, or while burning it on the Mizbeach, he has a machshava to eat the Lechem upon him after the time that it's allowed to be eaten. So Lechem upon him becomes pigel. What's called after the time? So the Lechem upon him is eaten by the Kehanim on the Shabbos that they removed from the Shulchan. They have that day to eat it and during the night that follows. In other words, Matzoi Shabbos. So it's like other Kachi Kaddishim. They're eaten by the Kehanim on the day that they're shechted, and the next night. So here too, it's eaten on the day it's taken off and the next night. So if the Kohen, when he removes the Levayna from the Shulchan again, and while bringing it to the Mizbeach, or while burning it on the Mizbeach, has a machshava to eat the Lechem upon him after the time that you're allowed to eat it, which will be Sunday morning, then the Lechem upon him becomes Pigel. But again, Pigel is only after the Avodas are finished. So it would have to be if after the Levayna is offered on the Mizbeach, then someone eats the Lechem upon him that became Pigel, he's going to be Chayav Karis. And for that matter, if after the Levayna is brought on the Mizbeach, forget Pigel, but Stam as he eats it after the deadline, that would be nicer. If he eats the Lechem upon him after the time, and also after they bring the Levayna on the Mizbeach, a person would be Chayav Karis for eating the Lechem upon him when he is tummy. What about Mi'ila? Ve'ein behen Mi'ila, after their Makav de Levayna, one would not be Moyel Behegdish for the Lechem upon him. Why? Once it becomes Mutter for the Kohen to eat, it's no longer Kachi Hashem. Okay, Mishnah Zayin. Lechem upon him. Mi'ila starts when you're Magdish the wheat. When it crusts in the oven, at this point it goes up in Kedusha, V'tful Yomer, Mechusa Kippurim touches it. It would become Pasol. The crusting is also the green light for us to be Mesadrit on the Shulchan. When we're Makriv, the spoonful, when we're Makriv, the spoonfuls of Levayna, that sets it into place. And one would be Chayiv for Pigel Noisa or Tamei. Also, after their Makriv de Levayna, there's no longer any Me'ila. Somebody, B'Shaigeg, uses the Chalas, he's not Moel Behegdish, there's no Me'ila, because being that the Kehanim can eat it at this point, and also it's Nasa Mitzvasa, the Batnura says all the mitzvahs were completed, so from this point, there's no longer any Me'ila.